Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and/or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how, with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer, and on this edition of Word Made Flesh, once again, we're incorporating the voices of our women. What a pleasure it is to finally hear. We've been operating a year to have our Women Children's Ministry Center available to us and to provide us with the opportunity to hear how God is working in the lives of the women residing here at our Women Children's Center. So, ladies, good morning and welcome to Word Made Flesh. The women have opted to reflect upon the third chapter, or part of the third chapter, of Ecclesiastes. Very interesting. So if I could have a reader read that scripture for us, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Ecclesiastes 3. There is an occasion for everything and a time for every activity under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to avoid embracing. A time to search and a time to count as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. Time to tear and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his struggle? I have seen the task that God has given the children of Adam to keep them occupied. He has made everything appropriate in his time. He has also put eternity in their hearts, but no one can discover the work God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and enjoy the good life. It is also the gift of God whenever anyone eats, drinks, and enjoys all his efforts. I know that everything God does will last forever. There is nothing adding to it or taking from it. God works so that people will be in awe of him.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. What jumps out at you? Who wants to start that off?
There's a time for, I think, during this crisis of COVID, that putting it into God's hands, and we were discussing how there is a time for God, meaning a time for God to act, and it's called kairos.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where we're at with this day and age, with kind of the havoc we have going on.
You were going to say something? Oh. Anybody? Kairos. It's divine time versus like the Greek chronology. Where we get that word, you know, linear time. So God's time is outside linear time and all that. So it's what we call a divine time. Yeah, I mean, contagious diseases, illness, all these type of things has really fascinated humans throughout history. It does make you wonder, you know, in such a culture of chaos that we're in right now, you know, that they're... Right? I mean, the dualism here, it's almost like we're at war. Mm-hmm. And yet we're yearning for peace. And that really kind of antagonizes our spirit. You know, I mean, everybody's kind of fatigued. So there's you know, we see some of the statistics. Mental illness is up. You know, a lot more antidepressants are being prescribed these days. Suicides are up. It's a pretty it's a culture of upheaval right now. right? So then it makes you wonder, right? I think that's the kind of the point of the author here, right? The assembler, the teacher. Geez, you know, why? Because what it says there in verse 11 is that, you know, we do all these things, it's put into our mind, and yet we cannot find what God is doing. From the beginning, we can't figure it out. Right? So how do we find peace in that truth? Really?
Just continuing to pray. I mean, it's hard to just put it in God's hands sometimes, but deep in my heart and my mind and even with other people know that's what we need to do. It's just, it's like you said, waiting for the better or a end result.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, nowhere in the New Testament is there any reference. You know, Jesus doesn't speak about it. Paul doesn't speak about it on Ecclesiastes specifically. Although I would say Paul probably in chapter 8 of Romans, 15, 18, somewhere around there, he kind of makes this parallel that, look at all of creation, right? We can't comprehend it, but what we can comprehend is what we saw in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And so therefore, that is precisely where we place our hope, which would be much like the assembler at the end of this book speaks about. So what's our, what gives meaning to our life? Fearing God, obeying God, and awaiting the judgment. And so we see, you know, Paul would speak about, you know, so in Christ taking death upon, because right here it's like, so what's the purpose, right? The wise man ends up dead, the foolish man or woman ends up dead. What's the meaning if everything just dies? And then somehow, you know, Paul recognizes in Jesus that it's actually in death that he puts away death. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? And I know we've spoken before on previous editions about our downward mobility toward powerlessness. And I think that's one of the things we really struggle with when our culture is so chaotic, is I feel so powerless, and we want to have some sort of control. We want to have some sort of power over that. As opposed to exactly what you're saying is, how do we just trust God in all of this? Anybody else? It's a community conversation.
This morning on the radio, I was listening to a song that was by Tasha Layton, and it was called Into the Sea, and talking about how it's going to be okay. I mean, it is going to be okay, and the scripture reminds us that it's just going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We don't have to know all the answers. We don't have to know the why. We don't even have to question it. But to live by faith is knowing it's part of His plan. Just, it's part of His plan. Whatever it is, you know, I'm not sure that COVID was part of God's plan, but I trust that He's going to get us out of it, you know, and that if we continue, like you said, Pastor, to follow the commands, and that we do wait for judgment and live like we will be judged, because I believe we will, that's what gives me inner peace during all of this. You know, it is a difficult season that we're in. It is definitely a challenging season that we're in living here, but as a friend shared with me this morning, you know, that peace is found in living life and going through these seasons with Christ in our life. And this ministry provides that for all of us, and the sisterhood that we have here, and that we can rely on each other to just talk it out and to be able to read scriptures together and find that deeper faith in a troublesome time has been really helpful for me. So.
Yeah, you know, and it's very challenging. We're back to this whole power control. Because sometimes, God may not have intended COVID or whatever, right? And we'll get through it. But sometimes, what if the end result is not what I want? Am I still comfortable going, well, you know what? The end result is we're all going to have to wear masks for the next 50 years. Okay.
No more dental work.
Well, that's what. Right? No more dental work, right? I don't know. Yeah, I'm just making things up. But the point is, you know, we can kind of complain about certain things, and yet we can be compliant. But sometimes, you know, the future that the guy may be seeing may not be the same future I'm seeing. And somehow I still have to be okay with that. I have to be at peace with that.
Mm-hmm. That's where your faith comes in.
Yeah.
That's where your faith comes in, and you have to really look at the history of things that had happened prior to this and how we got through it and then believed in him and trusted him.
Yep.
And then, like mentioned before, we will get through this.
Yeah.
Your faith. You have to continue with your faith.
Yeah, I think this is really an opportune time. Back to Ecclesiastes and seasons. You know, I wonder if as believers in Christ, we could turn around and say, you know, there's a time to deny resurrection and there's a time to accept it. Meaning, you know, I think we deny the resurrection every time we refuse to feed a hungry person, to house the homeless, to clothe the naked, to visit the sick, right? To care for those who are struggling. Our choice there is a choice to deny the resurrection. And let's get to be honest. There's a lot of people that do that all the time. All right? And there's times where we intentionally choose to accept resurrection. Right? To reach out to those in a culture of chaos such as this. So whether it be about equality and equity, right? Divisiveness, even along political lines, but all kinds of other lines. It's just this radical dualism that permeates our culture right now. It's not real healthy, and we still have to make these choices predicated on our faith, right? Faith, the old saying, faith is I know God can do it. Hope is I know God will do it, which produces joy. And it doesn't matter what it is. Right? We're back to it's a God thing. So whether I can answer all the why questions, love God, love neighbor. Right? That's what I mean. Accept the resurrection. We do it day in and day out. Or we choose to deny it. All right. Any other closing thoughts? Well, I think for our listening audience, we would like to close this episode of Word Made Flesh from a little message from the kiddos here at our Women and Children's Ministry Center.
These were world kids.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, ladies and children, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our women's and children's ministry center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.